What's up, everybody, and welcome back. Today we have the Premier League Match Day 22. I guess that's what you would call it, because with everything that's going on, there's been some cancellations and everything. But if we were going on with schedule, it would be Match Day 22. This is new. This is my first one for, you know, match days and just league play. So I plan on getting everybody involved with a QR code and picking teams and stuff too, picking who's going to win. I'm still working on those things. We'll get back to, you know, we'll get to it when we get to it. But we're just going to start off with my, you know, Match Day 22 Premier League picks for the games. I did a prediction for the Champions League round of 16. Go check that video out. And tell me what your thoughts are on that. I will be having a Europa League one coming out soon. Hopefully next week. I gotta get that recorded and put up the finishing touches on it. I started recording it last week, I believe, and it just wasn't fitting right. So let's go ahead and jump on into this. So first game, we got Brighton and Crystal Palace, and I think on that one, it's going to end up in a draw 1-1. Just two not very good sides, in my opinion. And just their current form, I think it'll be a 1-1 draw. Next up, we have Man City and Chelsea. I think this is going to be a good one. It will be a good one. I think there will be a good bit of goals in this one. I do think that Man City, though, will win 3-2 in this game. Just because they're the better side at this point. Right now, I think they're 10 points clear during the making of this video. And so I believe that they'll win that game 3-2. Next up, we have Aston Villa versus Man United. And I think that Man United will step it up a little bit. Very disappointing, I think, last week. Last weekend, kind of disappointing. But here, I think that they'll beat Aston Villa 3-1. Next up, we have Burnley versus Leicester City. And I believe that this one will end up in a 2-2 draw. Just both sides are in an okay form. I do think that Leicester City is the stronger side. But with Leicester going to Burnley, I think that it evens it out. And it's going to end up being a 2-2 draw. Next up, we do have Newcastle United versus Watford, and I think that Newcastle United is going to start getting it together. They brought in a couple new signings during this transfer window, and I think that they'll get it together. They're starting to play better. Like, they'll start playing better. This is just the start. Watford, not a very good side, not a tough opponent. So I do think that they'll get this win 2-1. And for the next game, we have Norwich against Everton. Norwich is an awful team. I am from the U.S. I really want to see Josh Sargent do good. But he is not in very good form. And I think it's because of the team that he plays on. This game, I think Everton's going to beat them 1-0. It might even be worse than that. I don't even think Norwich will even put up a point in this game. So we're just gonna move. We're just gonna move on for that one. Next, we have Wolves against Southampton. I really like the way that the Wolves have played recently. They're just doing what they needed to get done. And here, I think that they get it done against Southampton 3-1. And just they're just going to keep moving on. I mean, I like Wolves. I like what they're doing. Jimenez, he's doing good up top. So some people might say otherwise, but I think he's doing a good job. Next up, we have Liverpool against Brentford. I think everyone would pick Liverpool on this one. I will say that they will only win, though, 2-0. And, yeah, there's not much to say about that one. Just Liverpool's just one of those top teams, and Brentford, they're just looking to barely scrape by. So we'll just move on from that. There's not really much more to say about it. Next, we got Tottenham and Arsenal. Arsenal are sneakily good. And hopefully, sneakily, maybe. But yes, I believe that, you know, with Arsenal, they're playing well. Tottenham, not so much. But I think that Tottenham get it done at home, 1-0. Arsenal, I think, sits in like fourth in the table at this point in time of the making of the video, and it's crazy because you don't hear. I feel like we don't hear about them that much. It's usually, you know, the top couple teams, and then also you, even though Man United is not one of those couple teams, you hear about them a good bit. So, but yes, I think that Tottenham, and you hear about Tottenham a good bit, and they are not doing very well this season. But I think they get it together at home against Arsenal, and they come out with 1-0 win. And the final game of the weekend is West Ham versus Leeds. And I believe this one's going to end up being a 0-0 draw or a 0-0 draw. Just they're both mediocre teams. Don't think they really have a lot of scoring opportunities. So, yeah, I'm going to go with 0-0 on that one. But I plan on making these videos every week. Possibly, and then we'll check back also. So this is going to be a short video because it's just the picks. Now the next video we will go over my picks and see what changed and everything, if I got anything right, got wrong, you know, all of that. And then we will also make our next selections for match day 23. So if you enjoyed the video, please give it a thumbs up. Hopefully, like I said, I plan on getting like a QR code and having you involved too. So then we'll keep track of who, you know, who's winning, who's getting guessing right. And we'll do it for each group, you know, each league or group that I do competition. So as of right now, it's just the Champions League, Premier League, and the Europa League. I know this is probably not going to be a big thing for a lot of people, but I am also going to do the MLS that's coming up in February. So yeah, so if you like the video, please give it a thumbs up. Tell me down below in the comment section who you think will win these games, and we'll see you next time.